Good morning. A Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is rejecting two Republicans tapped by House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to sit on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. McCarthy denounced the decision Wednesday as an egregious abuse of power and said the GOP wouldn't participate in the investigation if Democrats won't accept the members he appointed. Pelosi cited the, quote, integrity of the probe and refusing to accept appointments of Indiana Representative Jim Banks or Ohio Representative Jim Jordan. The two men are outspoken allies, of course, former President Donald Trump, whose supporters laid siege to the Capitol that day and interrupted the certification of President Joe Biden's win. Pelosi seems to have called their bluff.
Well, first of all, let's remember how this all started. Pelosi and the Democrats offered basically an equal partnership to the Republicans if they would participate and make this a commission totally representative of the Congress. And the Republicans refused. They voted no. Now they put their poison pills into the mix. And Pelosi says, I know what you're doing. You're trying to destroy what we're doing here. We have said we're going to have an investigation. And at the same time that that's happening, Trump is giving an interview to a couple of authors and basically saying, those people loved me. It was a wonderful crowd. Meantime, five people died during that whole thing. And we know that this was probably the worst insurrection that we have seen since this whole country has begun. We've never seen anything like this before, and Trump is responsible for it. Now, you know, some political analysts are saying this is because Trump is living in an alternative reality. I don't think so. I think this guy knows exactly what he's doing and thinks that this is the way that he gets over on the American people. You know, to say he's living in an alternative reality may be true for some. But for me, this is a malicious, terrible man who is trying to pull a coup. So Pelosi, I think, becomes the heroine that she has shown herself to be all along. She says, no, you don't. You're not going to put these two jokers on here who are going to do nothing but try to destroy the integrity of this investigation to find out what happened on January 6th. So good for her. And if people want to call her names, that's predictable. And shame on McCarthy, the guy who put them there. He's nothing but a toady for Trump.
Well, there was President Biden last night at a CNN town hall in Cincinnati expressing his pointed frustration over the slowing COVID-19 vaccination rate. Biden pleaded that it's gigantically important for Americans to step up and get inoculated against the virus as it surges once again. Biden says the public health crisis has turned largely into a plight of the unvaccinated as the spread of the Delta variant has led to a surge in infections around the country. The president is also expressing optimism that children under 12 will be approved for a vaccination in the coming months, as the AP's headline says, U.S. virus cases nearly triple in 2 weeks amid misinformation. And that crucial time is very important now. And the issue of whether to go back to pushing masking is something the White House is considering.
Well, the White House has to do what will protect the American people. And if it means putting masks back on, I'm prepared to put my mask back on. We know that this new variant is many, 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 many times worse than the original. And that puts the United States and the world at great risk. We are being told that the existing vaccines will handle what's coming and what we have. But it just means that people should. So, David, this is a new variant and it's terrible. And we are facing it, and we have to do what we have to do. We have to do everything in our power to convince those people who, for whatever reason they are adhering to, take the vaccine. I took it, you took it, our families took it, because we want to be safe. And we want all those people who haven't taken it to be safe, and their families too.
Well, you and I have talked about the filibuster and whether to get rid of it as a result of the, quote, party of no, the Republicans, who seem to not want to move on any legislation, including this latest infrastructure preliminary vote. The president now defending the filibuster, saying ditching it would throw Congress, quote, into chaos. Does it mean he won't ultimately side with getting rid of it?
I don't know, but I do know what he's got in mind. We've had the filibuster for years. He's looking around the corner. He doesn't know what's going to happen in either the House or the Senate in the 22 elections. And so many of my liberal friends are insisting that this be done. I understand it. I'm moving that way myself. But you know what? They may be sorry. We know what the Trump people do. We know what they did with the taxes. We know how they help themselves. If, in fact, this thing turns around, it could be a real disaster. He's my president. president. I think he's a very bright man. He sat in the Senate for all of these years. I'm going to listen very carefully to what he has to say about whether or not the filibuster should go. You know, we have a democracy from the people, but sometimes there have to be ways in which we mitigate majority rules so that minorities have rights too. Am I for the filibuster? I am not. Should we get rid of it? We should. Should democracy prevail? It should. Nevertheless, I get it.
I know we keep banging this drum, Alan, but the beat goes on. How about that smoke from the wildfires and its impact even in the Northeast with air quality alerts as that haze came over us? The headline that says it all in the New York Times today, climate change fuels extreme weather with no, quote, return to normal. So in many ways, we've crossed that line already.
Well, we have, David, and we've talked about this so many times. You know, no part of the world is safe from other parts of the world. The Chinese are complaining about the smog that they're in. Well, they've done a great deal to create it, as have we. So we have just got to figure out how to do this and do it fast, because we are seeing the results right now. We've got our heads in the sand. And when we have smog in Massachusetts or New York, based on what's happening in California, it just goes to show you that nobody is isolated from this. We are all in this one together, and it's very scary.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.